Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Julie Thomas is our guest, our new friend, President and CEO of Value Selling Associates. She spent a few years before that with the Gartner Group, which most of you know about, a great research company of their own. But that's what she's doing now, and helping people understand a little bit more about why customers do what they do and where people like you and I are missing the mark. She's the author of Value Selling, and she's our new friend, Julie Thomas. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. Pleasure to join you this morning.
It's good to have you here. So, Julie, tell us about the research that you guys have conducted on how what customers think, what prospects think about B2B sales. This is all about B2B, folks. This is all about rubber meets the road. You're going out. You're knocking on doors. Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far? That kind of selling, right, Julie?
Absolutely, yeah. Value Selling Associates, we work with B2B sales teams and help them with skills and tools to compete on value, not price. And last fall, we partnered with trainingindustry.com, and we surveyed over 260 managers and executives in the United States and asked them a variety of questions about what they thought about their salespeople and got some pretty interesting results about what? The buyer's perception of how well we're doing.
Why did you do this research? What were you thinking you needed to find, that you wanted to discover? What was the story? What was the purpose? What motivated you? Because you had to spend money and time to do this.
Absolutely. Well, we know the world has changed. Buyers are more educated than ever with resources at their fingertips, from social networks and referrals to websites to YouTube to competitive databases, et cetera. So the power dynamic has changed and evolved between the sales representative and the buyer. And we wanted to know, we believe we have a pretty good feel of what the sales rep's got going on, but what we really wanted to know was, what does the buyer think about how we're doing?
Well, that's exactly right. As you and I were discussing off air, and this is what I talked about in my book, The Age of the Customer, since we've had the internet, the control of information has shifted from the seller to the customer, and so we've moved from what I call the age of the seller into the age of the customer. Customer now either owns or co-owns your brand information, the information about your products, and one of the biggest mistakes I see salespeople making. Is not finding out where the customer is before they get started talking to them. They just presume they know where they are, and that's a very insulting kind of approach, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I jokingly refer to that show up and throw up, and they just start dumping product knowledge
the dump truck, man. I like that.
Exactly. Yeah, Jim, hey, stop me if you hear something interesting and we can talk a little bit more about that.
So, which leads us to the first finding of the survey, right? 60%.
Well, absolutely. We found out a couple of things. And there's a couple other things that we know about the buyer. First of all, there's more alternatives facing the buyer today than ever before. And it for most of us, if we go to the website and look of our competitors, if you took the logos off them, it would be very difficult to tell the difference between these companies. So the buyers are stuck in that myriad of a plethora of options that sometimes can be overwhelming. So the salesperson can indeed be one of the points of differentiation in the buyer's journey in terms of how the sales rep communicates, how the sales rep interacts with the buyer, and what the sales rep comes prepared to discuss with those managers and executives who are in the position to make the purchase decision.
Right, absolutely. And so, give us one quick data point. What was the most dramatic data point of the research that you found?
One of the most things that I found surprising today is that 60% of buyers still distrust sales reps are actually telling them the truth.
Wow.
And have integrity to keep their best interest in mind. 60%. So that was really surprising.
That's a bad number. And, you know, I saw some research not long ago that says prospects are 70% more likely to believe a review from somebody they don't know than they are the company's marketing material. So there's a lot of skepticism.
Oh,
a lot of skepticism out there, folks. And
absolutely.
So that puts up a firewall between you and the prospect, the business prospect. How do you break that down? We're going to get Julie to help us with that, with some more of the research and what you and I are up against. 20 Tail. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.